Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. It's that time of the week where I introduce this week's special guest. And I am so excited to be joined live in studio with Limerick's rapper, Willsy. Willsy, how are you?
Good morning, Katie. How are you keeping?
I'm good. It has been a long time since we've seen you in studio. It's definitely been over 2 years, hasn't it?
It's been a long time. Man has been incognito. So I've been raising my beautiful little child. She came last year, and so I've been taking some downtime to be a daddy and to see what all that is about. And boy, God, it's made me a better man, I hope.
Tell me, how is daddy life? It's not easy, is it?
It is something that took a bit of adapting to, I won't lie. First of all, I got to give praise to my partner. She is an absolutely incredible woman. She has been a beacon of positivity and an absolute trooper through everything. Life doesn't come without complications, so she's definitely been a great beacon in that and keeping things afoot while I'm out here chasing the dream and chasing life. But that sounds terrible. That sounds like I'm not even there, but I am, though. But fatherhood is absolutely beautiful, and to me, I think it's about breaking cycles. So I love waking up every morning and seeing her little eyes, and I don't care if it's 5 o'clock in the morning, just the fact that I can see her, I'm up. That's it, get me up. So
I love that. And listen, you are doing the right thing. You're building the life that you and your family want. And I love that you gave her a big shout out, because it ain't easy being a mommy. I'll tell you that.
No. And you see, I think it's if it was a boy with a father, it's kind of, you know, but it's a girl with her mommy. So there's a lot more that goes into that. And I respect it and I appreciate it. And I'm just there as a guiding help. I just leave them off. They're in their own environment. And I'm just a waiter / butler / everything else. You know what I mean?
I love that.
But
go
happy,
get the bottle.
Yeah. Happy
go
to be it.
Well, Willsy, you are known to be such an inspiration across Limerick through your music, through your talking. You love to share your shared experiences in hope other people can take something from it. And I love that about you.
Thank you.
Have done so much over the past 2 years, and you have so much coming, so I don't even know where to start. Like, when you leave here today, you are off doing something very exciting.
Oh yeah, we got a very, very special announcement over on the social medias after this a lovely show that goes out. So I'll give you a little bit of a recap what happened in the last 2 years. Last 2 years has been somewhat of, as I say, growth in many capacities, not only as fatherhood, but I've grown in education. I've taken myself back to college. I've got myself a degree now at this stage. I'm now working for the college in different capacities. I facilitate for children around the country, predominantly travelling community, because I believe that that's an underrepresented majority. And for me, of course, I'm from the travelling community, so it's only right that I go back to where I came from, having the fruits of what I have. Let's see, Katie. album 2, of course, is on the way, and I'm teaming up again with my longtime partner in crime in the gallery. He is a phenomenal producer. He's from Clare, and I look forward to getting down. There will be a very, very few, smaller few features this time around, so there's only two people that are going to be featuring on the project, but I'm not going to give the names right now. But I'm super excited to be back doing music, performing, being in this beautiful place. Like, what a new studio you got,
huh?
In the mint. In the mint.
I love it. Isn't it mint? It is. Like, your face when you came in today it said it all.
Yeah.
You were in the old studio.
Yeah. Listen, forget about that place now, isn't it? Forget about that.
I love it. Willsy, you have some exciting things coming, your album. What were you telling me off air about a movie?
So I'm at the moment in time, I am writing scripts. So I have a lot of scripts that are wrote and in early development, but we have one that is getting further and further closer to production. And please God, I'd say in a month or two, you should be seeing little trailers of it coming out. It is another short film. I haven't entered it into any competitions this time. I was lucky enough to win the Diff the last time, but this one is a personal one, and it's a journey through the last 2 years, the ups, the downs, the darkness, the light, and of course, God bless me with a child at the very end. So you're going to see it all play out in real life. And I just can't thank God enough for it. You know what I mean?
And it's an addiction, isn't it, Willsy? Once you start the healing journey, breaking the cycle, wanting to teach other people what you've learned, you are standing up and speaking for so many people. And is that what drives you forward?
For me, I'll tell you, when I went back to college and I started again in education again, it was in community and addiction studies. And coming from the life that I came from, and obviously my upbringing, didn't understand a lot of things that were going on in life, you know. I kind of had my own understandings of them, and they were wrong. Like, you know, for example, second, and we won't get dark on this too much, but, like, you know, you feel a sense of blame. So you're like, why me, why me, why me? But you can never actually understand that you're only a little child in an environment that you can't help. And as you grow older, you have to understand that that environment is not who you are, and you can't help the things that go on in that environment, and you can't hold yourself a blame or a victim for it, you know. And for me, I went so many different routes before I went to education and found that out, that it's just like, now it's like, ah, Jesus Christ, man, wouldn't you just cop on? And, you know, why didn't you come to this fruition of knowledge at the age of 18? But I believe life experience is there to be gained as well. And combining the both with what I've learned now, say, like, neurologically, what goes on, dopamines, hypothalamus, is where all the amygdalas, all these limbic systems all come into play, like, all of that, combined with life experience, I believe that this new project and many of my projects, please God, to come, are going to be mirrors of them reflections, mirrors of how I progressed. And not only me, like, I really love looking at society. I love looking at people in Limerick. I believe that if I can, and I hope I'm not offending anyone, I'd like to give a massive, massive shout out to Paz Chipper and everything that you're doing. It's absolutely incredible to see the support that you're putting into the city. Like, it's all of that stuff right there that makes me, like, proud to be, obviously, from Limerick, proud to be an Irishman, proud to be a traveller, of course, front and foremost, but also to share the stories, because, like, not everyone gets the confidence, not everyone gets the ability to have a voice, so please God, I can be that for the underrepresented people, you know?
I know that the aircon is on in here and it's quite cold, but I actually have chills.
God bless you.
Because as you're saying that, I'm thinking, well, look what you're doing. And we tend to do this.
Look what you're doing. Look what you're doing.
I knew you'd do that.
No. But give our woman this role, her rose. We were just speaking off a camera that, like, she started out. Can I say the name?
Yes, you can.
LCCR 3 years ago. And now she's here in one of the best studios I've seen to date. Like, this is most and well deserved, and what a beautiful presenter you are, so thank you very much for having
us. Thanks, Wilsey, honestly, like, but it's such an addiction to honestly learn, grow, heal, break cycles, and then realise, okay, there, you can do anything you put your mind to, and that was my goal, that was my drive. Two kids watching me, and they're gonna see mom conquer and do whatever I need to get to where I wanted to.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing for your little girl now.
Please God, yeah. Please God. And as you say, it's all about breaking the cycle. So, yeah, there's a lot of self-reflection that has went on. And I would honestly promote, like, I know you hear people on social media and like, hey, get your life in order and all this, right? Forget all that. Just reach out to someone that actually really cares about you. It can be your friend, it could be your mother, your father, whatever it is. And just genuinely come with their open of hearts. Because when you come to someone with an open heart, they're not going to close the door on you and be like, oh, I don't want to listen to that. Because they see you have an open heart. So don't ever feel like you're pressured. Don't even feel like you're going into a bad place. Because if you can't get through to someone that cares about you, ring us and we look after you as well, because at the end of the day, it's all about getting on with people and looking after people. That's my whole thing.
And it is, and that's what you do over on your social media, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you will always motivate and chat about the real life things. And how do you strike the balance with, you know, having to come on and talk? Like, it's hard, isn't it? Like, we share our best bits on social media.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And I don't know, like, you might say, oh, Jesus, there's a confident lad. When it comes down to social media, I am not one bit confident whatsoever. I'd be putting up things and I'd be like, nah, take that down. Your nose is about the length of Hyde Road. Take that down. Man, you don't look like you slept last night. And I did, like, 20 hours deep of sleep, like, and I just scrutinising myself. But, I do believe that social media is a great tool. And if you go over onto Wilsey page, you will find a lot about the travelling community. A lot about life and a lot about journey. I do a lot of reflection as well. So please come over and let yourself be known and let's have a chat.
I love it. Well, let me just dive in a little bit, because when you told me this, I got really excited. I was like, how are you doing this? Because it's one of my top goals. You are currently writing a book.
Yeah.
Was I allowed to say that?
You are now, will you?
No going back now. So you're writing a book, and I'm presuming it is going to be about your life, your learnings, your growth.
I have a little rough title at the moment, and I'm going to give it to you because, Katie, you're a great person and you've had me on so many times. So it's going to be called The Halfway Mark, and basically it's about me diving into my ACEs, so my adverse childhood experiences, my life, my upbringing, and of course not all about Willsie, about Willsie on Willsie, but there's a lot of other connection dots that have happened in my life, and I look forward to bringing it out. I will tell you this, for anyone that is that may not know me or that may be anticipating the arrival of the book, if you've ever heard of someone living 10,000 lives in one short burst of 30 years, then this is definitely it for you. No chapter will be the same, no life story is the same, and yeah. Please look out for it.
I love that because I feel that's how I live. I'm like, oh my God. And then I came to a place in my life where I was like, okay, this is just life.
Yeah.
Some people get thrown a bit more than others, but it is, it's just life. And I love as well that you said a while ago how you are so hard on yourself when it even comes to posting. You're like, oh my God, what did you do there? Like, people don't realize that. We come on here and I talk to thousands every weekend, but there is that absolute fear before I press that big red button, and there is that fear of judgment,
but that
sits within us.
Listen, it even goes like, and I will be very open about this, I even scrutinise down to even a word. Like, if I put in a word that I may have stumbled across, or I don't know, whatever, then the whole video never goes out. And as you say, it is, everyone, no one will ever put you up a bad day. Like, no one will ever put up a video and be like, do you know what, I'm genuinely having a rough day. And if they are, they're probably not having a rough day, because if they were having a rough day, they wouldn't be on the videos. You know what I mean?
So, and it's the truth.
Yeah.
It is the truth. Okay, Willsie, I want to take a short break and we're going to play out your track, Dear Friend. Give me a little bit of the background behind this track.
Dear Friend, about growing up in Weston, 1992 era and onwards. And there you go. This is Dear Friend Part 2 from Willsie and the Lush, or In the Gallery as he's formerly known now.
Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. Just before the break, I was catching up with the inspirational Limerick rapper who is Willsie. Willsie, I'm sorry now, I'm going to say this. We were talking about our goals off air.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I can see it, Willsie. I'll be living in my cottage, looking out on green acres of land, writing my books. And he says, in a shore, was it?
In a shore, yeah.
In a shore.
40 cats.
Yeah, and I goes, that's a really nice place. And he goes, yeah, but Tesco don't deliver out there. It's so true. Willsie, before we jump off, we're going to play a game of this and this or that. And we are going to let listeners know where they can find you, follow your posts. But before we do that, yesterday you had a big day, if I'm right in saying.
I did. And let me set myself now for this, because I hope he's still listening. I would like to give a very, very special shout out to my little nephew Tyler, who made his confirmation yesterday, and I hope you enjoy your day.
I love it. I hope he had the most amazing day, and I hope you
better. You better.
And I hope you had the best time spending all the monies.
Yeah. He's good for a loan these days, no?
Yes, I love it. Willsie, do you ever play This or That?
I didn't.
Are you ready
Sounds
to play?
Dodgy. No,
now, listen, This or That is a little bit of a feature I put in order for our listeners to get to know you a little bit better. So I'm going to give you a clock, which puts pressure on people, by the way.
Yeah.
And you are going to answer 10 questions and you're going to pick one of each of those questions.
I was going to say, I'll pick one answer. I was like, no. Can't even make up my own mind.
So are you ready, Willsie?
Let's go.
Let's go with the clock. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Beach, vacation or mountain retreat?
Oh, put me up in the mountain.
Morning person or night owl?
You'd have to ask my partner.
Sweet or savoury?
Sweet, always sweet.
Reading books or watching movies?
Movies.
Summer or winter?
Winter all the time.
City life or countryside?
You're going to get me killed for that question. no comment.
Okay, last one. Pizza or pasta?
Pizza all day.
You did it within the 30 seconds. Yes. Let's go.
That was close, Kelly. That was close. You could have got me thrown out of home or back into home. I don't really know where I'm going.
I love it. Well, Willsie, listen, I am so, so grateful for you coming on, joining me today. Before we head off, where can our listeners go and find you across social media to watch your posts, watch you grow and watch what's coming?
You can come over onto all my social medias. You can find me at You Know Wills. So at You Know Wills, WILLZ. You'll see all upcoming posts. We have a lot of in the project. We have a lot of projects on route. We have a lot of things in the pipeline. So I do have a lot of excitement. And I want to say a special thanks, of course, to Katie for having me here this morning. And shout out to everyone that is supporting Willsie. I haven't been on the scene in the last 2 years, so I'm very excited to bring you new music, new projects, and new everything. And stay lucky out there.
Well, I am so excited to see what comes of you, Wilsey, and you're always welcome here.
God bless you. Thank you very much.